summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
We've got Julia Goh on the line now. Julia is an economist with UOB Malaysia.
Good morning, Julia. All right, so looking at the Bloomberg Surveys median estimate, Malaysia's GDP for the third quarter expected to have expanded about 5.7%. Are those in line with your expectations?
Hi, morning. Third quarter GDP growth, I think, is expected to come in at the higher end, closer to possibly 6% on a year-on-year basis. So this is above the market estimates, as you mentioned earlier, of 5.7. Hence, I think there is a possibility that the growth number today could surprise on the upside.
And what's driving that call then? Which sectors in particular do you think contributed the most to our economic growth?
Well, we see dual-track growth in both exports and domestic spending. There's also expansion across all the key sectors, particularly services, manufacturing, construction and agriculture. There is also the SEA Games effect, as well as public holidays in the third quarter, which helped to boost tourist and seasonal spending. The third BRIM cash payment came in August, so that provided an extended boost to consumers. We have seen pickup in manufacturing activity to meet the export and domestic demand. On the agriculture side, lifted by higher output of CPO and rubber, mining rising output of LNG to offset the lower production of oil. And what's interesting is construction work. I think we saw some moderation in the second quarter, but it looks like, you know, it grew 8% last quarter, riding on infrastructure spending, civil engineering work, residential development. And in particular, we saw double-digit growth of construction work in states like Malacca, Negeri Sembilan, Milan, Pahang, Perlis, Terengganu, Sarawak, Selangor, and also the Wilayah.
You know, Julia, you mentioned that SEA Games effect. I wish we had a 5-day weekend every other quarter. That would surely do wonders for our economy there. Now, Julia, also, so far this year, we have seen the ringgit gain about 7%, right? Yet at the same time, prices at the pump have gone higher. Now, earlier you mentioned the domestic spending effect. You know, net-net, how do you think these two factors here, stronger ringgit, higher fuel prices, how does that feed into the domestic consumption story?
You're right. I think sometimes when we talk about rising oil prices, I think it's a bit of a double-edged sword. I mean, it's good on the bigger picture scale, but then when it comes down to consumers, we do feel the inflationary pressures. But I think the underlying support of the stable labor market and an ecosystem that allows individuals to freelance and seek alternative incomes, as well as, of course, the government support such as BRIM, will help to cushion the domestic consumption. I think at the end of the day, Malaysians are still spending, but more selective, and they are always looking for a good bargain. So just an example, you know, drawing from the recent Singles Day sales, based on Lazada's Malaysia sales of 100 million in 24 hours, the highest selling products were actually Petronas fuel cards, Milo, and power banks. So what does this tell me? I think it suggests Malaysians are spending largely on essentials, transport, food, and connectivity. So yes, power banks has become an essential item alongside your smartphone. So I think in short, to your question, I think there is resilience so long as the supportive ecosystem for Malaysians to grow their incomes is there, and Malaysians will continue to spend, but bulk of the spending will be skewed towards essential goods and services.
Got it, Julia. I'm curious here, does UOB Malaysia have a call on the ringgit, at least for the near term?
We do have a positive bullish call on the ringgit. We see the ringgit drawing strength from an increasing list of positive factors. Of course, one of them being the recent signal by Bank Negara of possibly normalizing monetary policy and interest rates next year. Also, Malaysia being a key exporter of energy, I think will draw strength from the recent crude oil prices. So we projected the ringgit to move towards possibly closer to 4.10 by next year. Yeah. So, but given the recent momentum of the ringgit, you know, it could even surprise stronger than that.
Right, ringgit right now 4.17 against the US dollar. You saying it could go down to 4.10, possibly even stronger next year. Hey, Julia, always a pleasure speaking to you. Thank you for your time and your insights. That was Julia Goh, economist at UOB Malaysia.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers!